Well, there's some big news for downtown Fargo. And when I say downtown Fargo, this is an exact one of those reasons why don't just think of Broadway as downtown Fargo. That space is big and it's lively and there's people who are living there and working there and playing there. It's the downtown we've always dreamed of. Big news coming from Jade Presents that they have announced the launch of Up District Festival Field. It's a new outdoor venue ready to host some summer events. With us now, we have Jade Nielsen. Jade, welcome back to the Mighty 790 and 104.7 FM, KFGO.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate the interest.
Okay, so I think we were all pretty surprised last week when we first heard the news that you guys had worked up something for a plot of ground that when you look at it, you say, well, what are we ever going to use this for?
Yeah, I mean, there's so much to go into here. I feel like we've been living this now for about 60 days. This sort of, you do the application process, you do all the planning, and then you hope, you know, you hope to God, right, that other people see the vision and that planning commission was on board, and thankfully they were. But everybody seems to be loving the idea at the city level, and so we're super excited.
So let's start with this. What area of downtown Fargo are we talking about?
Well, I like to call it west of downtown because, you know, although downtown is certainly starting to stretch to the west, but the area is Fifth Avenue North, just south of Fargo Brewing Company. Most people in this city have no reason to drive down Fifth Avenue North. You know, it's mostly industrial. It's a lot of buildings that are just used to store stuff, and there's not a lot of activity around there. So we stumbled upon some things in that neighborhood a few years back. And one of the things, of course, that came out in the meeting yesterday with the Planning Commission is that we had purchased Angels Arena, which is a little-known hockey arena that used to be a warehouse for many, many years. And so after we bought that property with intentions for later, and I don't know if we'll have time for that today, but we're going to use that building in a very valuable way here for events down the road. As we started looking at that neighborhood, we started seeing, you know, obviously other opportunities, and we came across this parcel that was already zoned downtown mixed use, which allows us some freedom to do, you know, outdoor amplified noise events. So we started planning at that point, and the hope is that we'll have a park-like atmosphere to do concerts and maybe food events and a number of other things starting yet this summer.
And it looked to me like one of the plans for it was to incorporate things like shipping containers and keep it kind of looking like it's part of that industrial part of that neighborhood.
100%, yep. Yeah, our intent, you know, we've been doing a ton of traveling over the last couple of years. A number of people on my team are visiting Austin and Nashville and a number of cities that have either container parks or, you know, use shipping containers even for restaurants. And so that's a little bit of the vision, too. So we do intend to utilize shipping containers for things like concession stands and bars and ticket office and those sort of things. All portable units that can be moved and changed around based on our needs.
So one of the first questions I'm sure that everyone asks you is, well, what's the parking situation going to be like?
Correct. I mean, certainly that has come up. We've worked hard to nail down a number of adjacent parking lots for use on event days. And I think we'll continue to look at adding additional parking down the road. One of the things we've learned through our many years at Bluestem as well is to utilize shuttles from other establishments. So in this case, for example, if you live in Moorhead, you could park at Murphy's or Legends and take a shuttle to an event. So you're not potentially drinking or driving, don't have to worry about parking. We also have a plan with rideshare, so certainly we'll be pushing Uber and Lyft and so on. So we think it's really not going to be, the parking is not going to be as much of an issue as some people want to make it out to be. You know, if you look at the events that we've done at Fargo Brewing over the last 7 years, we've never had any dedicated parking for those events. So in this particular case, this is actually an improved situation, having dedicated parking lots that are walkable for events at Festival Field.
Jade Nielsen is with us, where he is announcing these plans for a new venue in downtown Fargo, a mixed-use space, as you're calling it. I can only imagine concerts, outdoor concerts at this moment. What am I missing? And let's talk about the concerts, too. A concert, something else. How many people are we thinking when we talk about this outdoor experience? What would be the capacity?
Yeah, we're looking currently at a max capacity of 2,000, so a little bit smaller than Blue Stem. We'll be able to do some fun things here that we're not able to do elsewhere. So, for example, many of the events we do will allow people to bring their own lawn chairs in, so you won't have to necessarily stand the whole show, for example. And we're going to also do some events that are free for kids, you know, so this just allows us a tremendous amount of flexibility over what we've, you know, what we have to work with currently in the market. And that's really what we're most excited about.
And I mean, if we're going to give up winter, let's get some more outdoor venues, you know, because we didn't really do winter this year. We could have had some concerts in February outside.
I've joked in the office about that. Maybe not February, but okay, weather pattern is changing in our favor, right?
Right.
Jade, I want to take a step back here because being a Fargo guy, I remember the world before you got into the promotions game and before Jade Presents was something that was bringing artists from across the country here. And we were dealing with maybe 3-4 concerts a year at best. And a lot of times it was whoever just happened to be on schedule. This is going to sound very get off my lawn-ish, but kids today just don't understand what it was like before.
That's true.
You now have the ability to program another great space in the Fargo, Moorhead, West Fargo area. What does this mean for Jade Presents? I mean, how many groups have we been losing out on because there's just not enough space?
You know, quite honestly, we've been losing out on a lot. But to back up, you're correct. You know, I mean, I grew up here as well, and I remember, you know, the fair had a couple events, and occasionally there's something at the Civic Center, and obviously all of that precedes the Fargo Dome. At this point in time, this market has changed so much. I mean, certainly I think we played a part in that, but we're not the only part. The market has definitely gotten more sophisticated when it comes to music and when it comes to spending money on live experiences. And so that's allowed us to do more, and certainly allowed then more opportunities for the public to go out and see live entertainment. We did 155 live music events in Fargo Moorhead last year. And certainly, you know, that couldn't have happened 5 years ago, just based on venues, based on, you know, community support. So I think it goes hand in hand. But your latter question, you know, this opportunity will be big for us. You know, I think, you know, we're going to probably see an additional 15 or 20 events a summer outdoors, which is huge. Again, we have some long-term plans to develop a mid-sized indoor venue as well that's likely going to be in this neighborhood, and that will change the game because certainly right now there's no events in the Civic Center. There's no more venue at the Hub. And so that mid-sized venue that oftentimes is needed as artists are either growing or in some cases coming down, Fargo doesn't have that. So at this point, there's probably 50 events that want to play the Fargo-Moorhead market that don't have a proper venue for, and so therefore they're skipping the market altogether.
Okay, so the last question I have for you, Jade, is it's not a $1 million question. It's probably like $100,000 question. But when is this venue going to get up and running? When can we go and see our first concert there?
I can promise it'll be this summer.
Whoa.
Up to this up to this point, we have not wanted to really put a date on it because certainly we needed to get through planning yesterday. We're now meeting internally on Monday to talk about next steps to prep. There's some work that we have done. We have worked a little bit on some events yet this summer for this space. And we've started doing some work on some containers. We started doing some behind the scenes stuff. But certainly we couldn't go gung-ho here until we had approval from the city, which just happened yesterday. So okay. It definitely will be sometime this summer. If I had to guess, I would say it's going to be in June.
Jade, you're calling this the Up District Festival Field, but what are you really calling it? So, like, that's kind of a long name. Are you calling it Festival Field? Are you calling it just Up? Like, do you have a nickname yet for this venue?
Well, let me explain where Up District comes from. So this neighborhood is often called, at least to the locals in this neighborhood, is called Unicorn Park neighborhood. So that's where Up comes from, Unicorn Park. Seeing a vision of long-term of this maybe becoming sort of an arts and entertainment district is where the district came from. So that's where Up District is kind of a neighborhood name that we're utilizing. Whether or not other people adopt that, I guess we'll see. But we're calling it Festival Field. So really, okay. We just want a fun, lively atmosphere where we can do events and others can do events as well. You know, I think Pride is hoping to hold their August event here. So, you know, we are certainly working with others and cultural events and food and beverage events and a number of different things in this place. So Festival Field is probably the best universal name.
Okay. I love that. And by the way, great tease there with, you know, well, it's an arts district. I can see where you're going with that one. And I love that idea. I love to see the possibilities. And, you know, Jade, I told you before we got on, I really appreciate the fact as a citizen of this area that you continue to bring such quality entertainment our way, unique festivals, so much awesome stuff. We are so lucky. And congratulations on Festival Field. I can't wait to go see a show this summer. It's going to be great.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate you.